This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Syria's military says it has entered the key Kurdish-held town of Manbij. And an apparent deal with the Kurds, who are looking for new allies and protection against a threatened Turkish offensive. Turkey and American troops are patrolling a town denied there was any change of forces in the contested area, contradicting the Syrians and highlighting the potential for chaos in the wake of last week's surprise announcement by the United States that it was withdrawing its troops from Syria. President Trump met with his vice president and key advisors in Washington as the partial government shutdown continues. AP's Jackie Quinn reports President Trump is staying in Washington for New Year's because of the shutdown impasse with congressional Democrats.
There was a dinner meeting at the vice president's residence in Washington, not the Florida vacation that Donald Trump had planned for the holiday week. The White House says incoming acting chief of staff Mick Mulvaney and senior advisor Jared Kushner were part of the discussion. The budget standoff that closed some key government agencies and national parks centers on the president's demand for money for his proposed border wall and the Democrats' refusal. With a new congressional session starting next week, it's expected this stalemate will last at least that long. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And U.S. President Trump Friday once again threatened to close the entire U.S.-Mexico border and cut aid to Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador if Congress fails to give him the money he wants to fund the wall. The comments come as the U.S. government enters the seventh day of a partial shutdown as a budget standoff remains between the president, who wants exactly $5 billion in wall funding, and Democratic lawmakers who back a modest increase in overall border security funding, but resolutely oppose any type of wall. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. An autopsy has revealed that an 8-year-old Guatemalan boy who had the flu when he died while in Border Patrol custody in the southwestern U.S. state of New Mexico. Felipe Alonso, who died on Christmas Eve, is the second Guatemalan child to die this month while in U.S. custody. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen is visiting the U.S. border with Mexico to get a firsthand look at what's happening. A Spanish charity rescue ship has docked in southern Spain, bringing on shore more than 300 migrants rescued in the Mediterranean a week ago. Several European countries, including Malta and Italy, had refused entry to the vessel. Oscar Camps is the chief.
It is inappropriate of the European Union to fail to respond, and it has had to be Spain, because the vessel has a Spanish flag, and that had to assign a port to disembark these people. We are very much regretting this situation.
Spain's minority socialist government has accepted hundreds of rescue migrants this year. Sudanese security forces fire tear gas at protesters in Khartoum as demonstrations continued against a rise in bread prices. Protesters also are calling for the government to step down. Authorities have closed schools and declared curfews and states of emergency in several regions since the protests began nearly 2 weeks ago. Australia says it stripped a suspected militant held in Turkey of citizenship because he fought for the Islamic State. Minister for Home Affairs Peter Dutton said that Neil Prakash was in the service of the terrorist organization and acted inconsistently with his allegiance in Australia.
Australia is a safer place not having Neil Prakash here. Mr. Prakash was intimately involved in the operation of ISIL in the Middle East. He was somebody who had been very prolific in relation to sending out messages of propaganda. In the end, Mr. Prakash is a terrorist, a murderer, and Australia is safer him not being in our country.
Prakash became the 12th person to be stripped of Australian citizenship because of militant links. He had previously admitted being a member of IS, but said he had nothing to do with the group in Australia. The government says a 27-year-old is a threat to Australia and the Asia-Pacific region. And there is a low threat level and a massive police presence planned in New York City for New Year's Eve celebrations. And Egyptian authorities say that the security forces killed 40 suspected militants in three separate but simultaneous raids Saturday in Giza and North Sinai. This action came a day after three Vietnamese tourists and their Egyptian guide died when their bus was bombed near Giza. Find more at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.